Welcome to Slay and Chill. I'm your host, Sam the Archer Webber. Let's go. Slay and chill everything around me. Cream, get the money. Dollar bill, y'all. If it don't make dollars, it don't make sense. But ain't no reason that you ain't pressing play to our shit. Yeah, Slay and Chill. We talk sports, life, art, and chill. You feel me? Who wouldn't want to be a part of something like that? You feel me? We put the dollar sign on the S because we feel like we on point with that shit. We got rings to back our shit on up. It's all good, though. We got Drake Pound Cake in the background. Slay and chill everything around me. Cream, get the money. Dollar bill, y'all. If it don't make dollars, it don't make sense. But ain't no reason that you ain't pressing play to our shit. Welcome to Slay and Chill. I'm your host, Sam the Archer Webber. Shout out to my guy, Aaron B, Aaron Ball Fitness, my co-host of this podcast. We talk all things sports, life, art, and chill. In today's episode, we have an author. We have Hector Pena, author of The Three Pillars of Success. Welcome to the podcast arena, Hector. Thank you very much for your time. How are you doing today?
Yes, sir. It's my pleasure. Honored. Great to be here. I'm excited, man. Today's a beautiful day. Can't get any better than today.
I understand. I appreciate you. Shout out to the Who Knows You Facebook group. Because, boy, I was manifesting. I was like, you know, I need some new content. I need different people. And I posted in that group looking for people to get on the podcast. And here we are.
Yes, sir. And that kind of makes me think about the 6 degrees rule. If you don't know somebody, you know somebody that does know that person. And with social media, the way it works with Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, all these different social media platforms, it just makes it that much more real. I mean, I just met somebody in Africa not too long ago from the same group. So it's pretty awesome.
Yep. Same here. So today we're going to talk a little bit about you and who you are and, you know, how you get to where you are. You're an author, all kind of stuff. You're a troop too, correct?
Yes, sir. I'm a Navy veteran, served 2 tours overseas right after 9/11. Matter of fact, 9/11 is my anniversary. I hit basic training in Great Lakes, 9/11 of 2000.
Wow. Thank you very much for your service, for starters. Definitely appreciate you.
Yes, sir. Thank you for your support.
What was your job in the Navy, if I can ask?
The designation is AD, Aviation Machinist Mate. Basically, that just means I was an aircraft mechanic. I worked on the engines for the EA-6B Prowlers, which are now Growlers. It's a different platform. And then I went over to the F-414 engines, which were on the F-18s.
Wow. That's big time right there. That's a podcast in itself, boy. So we go do a little round robin. Like I talked to you before we started recording, I was like, I would like to have you on. You know what I'm saying? We could figure it out. You know, we'll work it on out. You know, the schedule did get busy real quick from that Facebook post. So I definitely want to get you back, though.
Yes, sir. I can imagine that. Anytime you want me, I'd be glad to come join you.
Yes, sir, because we got to talk about your book. We got a book club I got to talk about, you know, so I'm like, hey, it's a lot going on in this episode. So why the Navy?
Say it again?
I said a quick question to start this off is why the Navy?
Oh, that's a funny story, actually. Honestly, the Navy was not my first choice. When I was in high school, me and my buddies wanted to go to the Marines. You know, our guys being guys, we want to be gung-ho. We think we're all, you know, big stuff and everything. And me and a few of my closest buddies, we had already made an agreement. We're going to do the buddy system our sophomore year. Our junior year came around, and I had already told my mom what I was planning on doing. And I live in a single-parent household, so you can imagine my mom wasn't too keen on the idea of me going into the Marines. So that beginning part of the junior year before I took my ASVAB, she had been back and forth with me, trying to convince me not to do it. But I was already dead set on it. I had anything you think of as far as Marine Corps memorabilia or Marine Corps, just stuff to have, like blankets, towels, stuff like that. I had it. My room was Marine Corps'd out.
Wow.
And so my mom was, you know, she was really persistent about me not going to Marines. So one day, to my surprise, she invited the Navy recruiters. They came in, and I'm like, okay, you know what? I'll sit down with y'all. I'll listen to y'all what you got to say. But in the back of my head, I was like, nah, this ain't going to happen. I'm going to Marines, right?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, long story short, we had our 30-minute discussion. We went back and forth. I asked some questions. And the thing that really caught me was the aviation. When I was a kid, I loved planes. You know, being down here in Corpus Christi, we lived by a naval air base. So, you know, I've always loved watching the aircraft. I always liked being around and stuff like that. So when they started talking to me about the aviation department and all these different things and being able to travel the world, this and this and this, I'm like, all right, you know what? I will sign up for the Navy if I'm allowed to do the DET program, which is delayed entry, meaning I'm already signed up to go. So that way, once I graduate, I'm out the door. So my mom agreed to it, and I ended up going to the Navy. Long story short, 7 years later, I'm being medically discharged. Like I said, I did two tours overseas, both of my first squadron after 9/11 got hurt, my sixth year. And the thing is, I had already did my four, I re-up for six, but I got hurt on my second enlistment. And so I got medically discharged. So.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to segue into life after the military. That's crazy. We'll take a quick commercial break, and we'll come back in, and we're going to talk about life after the military, because that's what people don't understand. Once you're in the military, boy, your life going back to being a civilian is totally different.
Yeah, that ain't no joke, man.
Yep. All righty. Well, shoot, we'll be right back in a few seconds, everybody.
This is Evangelist T. Graham, founder and president of the Warriors Working for Jesus Ministry. Our main goal is to minister to our outside neighbors, which is actually the homeless people. You can help us by Cash App. Our Cash App is $MZTEE1969 or Venmo at MZTEE1969. You're now listening to Slay and Jill.
Exceptional care, knowledge, and compassion. We emphasize the importance of providing educational materials that demonstrate the benefits of medical products scientifically proven to help patients who suffer from severe illnesses such as cancer, chronic pain, insomnia, high blood pressure, heart disease, autoimmune diseases such as lupus and fibromyalgia, and more. We provide a money-back guarantee, so there's no reason not to schedule your appointment today to start your journey to better health. Please visit one of our two locations conveniently located in either Edmond or Norman, or go to UWDOK.com to learn more. You are now listening to Slay and Chill.
And we're back. All righty, shoot, we're going to jump right into this one. So you just told, you know, 7 years in, getting medically discharged. So how was that transition back in a civilian life?
Well, let's just say I wish I didn't get hurt. It was very, very, very different. Being in the military, you learn how to cooperate with people. You learn how to make those people your family. And you learn how to work together. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Everybody has one core mission. Everybody's got, you know, the different jobs and everything, but the same mission. You know what you're doing. You know why you're doing it. Being out in the civilian world, you deal with people that aren't on the same page all the time. So for me, my transition in the job field wasn't very good for me. Let me back up a minute, though. I was married and I had just started building my family. We had two kids, my stepson and my daughter. At the time I was discharged, my ex-wife was pregnant with our second kid, our third together, which is my youngest daughter. And then now I have two girls, and my youngest, and then my oldest is my stepson. So anyway, with that being said, when you're in a family household transitioning from the military life to civilian life, it's very, very difficult, especially if you're in a different state, because you got to move back. And the fortunate thing for me, though, was because both my ex-wife and I were in the same hometown, it made it just a little bit easier. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, again, for me, mentally, it was very difficult. And it still is sometimes, but I've had the fortunate gift of being able to get into this industry called network marketing, and it's allowed me to build my own business. And that's how I was able to get into writing my book and all this other stuff. But as far as the transition goes, you can ask anybody that's a veteran, man. It's real, real difficult to deal with people that don't have the same mentality as you do. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying that military is better than civilians. I'm not saying any of that. I'm just saying our mental state, our standards are different from what
long story short,
everyday life is.
Yeah, I'm finna say what he pretty much basic training, y'all. These drill instructors got up in our ass, and then they told you pretty much everything that you've learned before, you need to get rid of. And, exactly. You know, the military, whatever branch you serve, is your mama and your daddy, you know.
Exactly.
So you respect the people that's ahead of you. I'm a former Air Force firefighter, so that's why I can speak on it.
Well, thank you for your service, brother.
I appreciate it. So, yeah, we have our roads, and, yeah, it's definitely difficult. So I knew we was going to have fun with this episode today. So I'm writing this stuff down. I'm jotting. I'll send you the notes that I take after this as well.
Sure.
I like to dictate everything that's going on. So, you know, former aviator and aviation mechanics in the Navy, getting out, discharged. So, you know, difficult on the mental. How did you get into network marketing?
Well, that actually was by accident.
Yeah, I'm like, how did that? So I'm like, how did you go from, because your timeline, like you say, you know, we're doing a fast forward version, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
For everybody, we're
right.
Missing some years in there. But yeah, I'm just kind of wondering how you got into where you are now. So we'll talk about that. Yeah, networking. Okay.
Well, the network marketing, I actually stumbled upon it. I was working as a school bus driver when I came out. That's my first job that I picked up. And at the time, I was approached by a coworker about this company. And like I said, transitioning from the military into the civilian life was already a big issue for me. So I really wasn't paying attention to anything. But this person just was persistent. And I'm like, all right, I'll take a look at it. Well, long story short, I got into this company. I liked the idea of it. I liked the structure of it. It's very, very similar with the military structure and how it works and progresses. But again, it was the people. It was just as much as the potential for it being successful or for me being successful in it, I didn't agree with a lot of people because they wanted me to do a lot of stuff that I didn't believe in. It didn't have a lot of integrity to it, if that makes any sense.
Uh-huh.
And you know, being in the military, you know, you have to have honor, courage, commitment. Those are three cores being in the military for the Navy. So if I couldn't look myself in the mirror and do what I was doing, I just couldn't do it. So the first business I tried in network marketing failed. Did it for 3 months. The second time I did it was for 6 months. That failed. The third business I tried was for about a year. That went through. And so you can already see the where this is going. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Go into it, fail. But the things that I've learned from the time I started being in the network marketing industry up until now, outside of actually doing the business, I learned a lot about entrepreneurship. I learned a lot about developing my skills, developing my value. And then I started having what I call long distance mentors. Zig Ziglar, Jim Rohn, Tony Robbins, Matt Morris, Eric Worre. All these guys are big guys in the network marketing industry. And then you have the author of Rich Dad Poor Dad.
I was just about to say Robert Kiyosaki. I forgot. I don't want to butcher his name. I got what you're saying. Yeah.
Yeah, Robert Kiyosaki. And then, believe it or not, Donald Trump. He's got a book in there. It has to do with business. Not to get political or anything, but, I mean, aside from his political career, I mean, this man was a genius when it came to business. So, you know, I followed these different people, and I labeled them long-distance mentors. The reason why I did that is because I listened to what they had to say on YouTube, podcasts, or read what they had to write on the books. You know, I invested in myself, and by doing that, I was able to take myself to the next level in my own walk in entrepreneurship. So when I got to this company where I'm at now, I've been with for 6 years. I'm in the top 3% as a senior director. We've just kind of partnered up with ACN, which expanded our business to not just being in the U.S., but now we're worldwide in 27 different countries. 14 energy states. I mean, the opportunity and the team that I have now, I mean, it's insane. And I'm from, you know, a little town in Corpus Christi, South Texas, barely graduated high school to being a top income earner in my company. For me, that's a big deal. You know what I mean? Because not too many from my barrio, my hood, you know, from my neighborhood, mm-hmm. not too many of us make it. So seeing the progression for where I've been and to where I'm at now and the things that I've overcome, has kind of helped me continue pushing forward, and not only for myself but for my kids, so that way my kids can see, hey, you can do what you want to do if you just go after it.
That's big time, man. I appreciate you sharing your story, you know, because you never know what somebody's grown through, you know what I'm saying? That's why I'll never judge a person, because you could look, don't judge a book by its cover, because you never know, you know, looking at you, some of your friends were like, yeah, get the fuck out of here. You're an author, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yes, sir.
That's crazy, man. So I'm appreciative of you for taking your time out to actually, you know, we got this done. We could have postponed it and pushed it off to whenever, but you was like, I'm free now. I was like, all righty.
Yeah, man. That's one of the things that I like to let my team know, or everybody, because by the grace of God, I'm now in that leadership position where I've been able, now I'm mentoring others. And a couple of things I like to tell people know is, like, don't put off something that you could do now. You know, even if the time is not right, even if, you know, the situation is not perfect, if you don't take the steps now, today, if you're able to, even if it's just picking up the phone and asking somebody for advice, or, you know, getting into, you know, starting your own business or getting a job, it really doesn't matter what it is. Every day we have a new opportunity. Every day God graces us with the ability to go after our dreams. And the thing is, either we do it or we don't. Either we make excuses or we make moves. You know what I mean? And
message. And that's what that's one thing that I pride myself on. My dad called me out on it yesterday. He's like, that's what you work on. He said, every day is an opportunity for me to be the best version of self. You know, my only competition was the asshole that I was yesterday. You know what I'm saying? So said the curse word, I did this, you know, today I can be better. You know, as long as you get that restart, that's the number one thing, you know, because everybody not waking up in the morning. But if you did, you got the same 24 hours that I got. How are you using yours?
Yes, sir. Exactly. And in my book, not to go back to that, but in my book, I talk about three pillars: patience, posture, persistence. And the patience, I mean, you have to understand, it doesn't matter if you're 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, or 80 years old. If you start taking the time to go into the direction that you want to go and create the life that you want, as long as you are patient enough to understand that it's not going to happen overnight, it will take time. But as long as you understand that and you go through the motions and you go through the struggles, because being an entrepreneur isn't easy.
No.
Going after the things that you want in life is not easy, because if it was, everybody'd be doing what they wanted to do, right?
Facts.
So you have to understand, you got to be patient. It's not going to happen in your time, but it will happen as long as you have that patience and you have that posture, that belief, that 110% belief in yourself and what you're doing, and that God is blessing it. Because without that right posture, you're not going to be able to overcome those obstacles. You're not going to be able to overcome those objections or those people that hate on you or those people that tell you no or whatever the situation is. You have to stand firmly on your belief and have that belief in order to overcome all that. And then with the persistence part, if you're not doing what it takes every single day of your life to get where you want to be, you're not going to get there. It's just like the law of cause and effect. If I'm working the business, I will have success. If I'm not working the business or working towards my vision or my dream, I'm not going to have it. And it's just common sense.
Mm-hmm. Man, you dropping all kind of gems in this. We got to take a commercial on this, y'all. I didn't know this brother's going to be this deep. I appreciate you, man. Let's take a quick commercial break, play some of these bills, and we'll be right back in a little bit with a little Slay and Chill. Woo! Thank you very much for these gems, Hector.
Hey, what's good, everybody? It's your boy. Should I say the man, Dr. Two Pins. I'm ready to tap in with my guy, the one and only Mr. Sam Archer. If you guys haven't, you should definitely check out one of the six of my books, all six of them, Slay Minds, Two Pins, Book of Rhymes, The Professional Chronicles, Volume 1, The Ten Professional Commandments, Black in Business, and the most recent book, Drew Brown's Guideline to Get the Sideline. You won't be disappointed. Also, check out the Juice Crew Villains show on YouTube, and it's Villains Without the Eye. We eliminate the eye because it's a waste of time. And other than that, if y'all didn't know what y'all listening to, you're listening to the Slay and Chill Network. So, yeah, peace.
Oh shoot, and we are back. So you were last, you know, you was dropping these gems. I had to take a break. The law and cause of effect. So what led to the book? Like, where did that come in?
Honestly, I've always been into creative writing. Matter of fact, in high school, I have a few poems that are in a book that a lot of the students put together, and it's in our high school library. But I've always been wanting to become an author. But up until, you know, I got into the network marketing industry, I never really had a niche, quote unquote niche, to write about. You know, I grew up playing baseball. You know, I was a parent. I could write about that. I was in the military. I could write about that. But I've noticed that those areas have already been pretty much overwhelmed with authors. And I don't like to repeat other people. I like to be, you know, unique. And so since I've been in network marketing, I didn't really see a lot of books that you could take and apply into your own life. There's a lot of motivational speakers out there, a lot of motivational books and stuff like that, but it's all theory type books, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's all things that people can, you know, read about, think about, and discuss, but not actual plans that people can apply into their own walk. You know what I mean? So I took that concept, and that's how I got with my book, The Three Pillars of Success. And that's basically what it is. It's three ideas or three belief systems that I have that have allowed me, and in the book it talks about my high school career, my Navy career, and where I'm at now, and how I've been able to overcome certain obstacles in my life using those three beliefs.
Mm. I love that. I love it. That's dope, man. Don't give too much. Like I told you, I have a book club. I don't want to give it all out, but hey,
oh, yeah.
I got to talk to my co-host Z and see what's going on, where we can get you scheduled on out, where we can get you off into the actual book, Elevated Power Book Club. We got a Facebook group I'll send you to, you know, where you can come join us. We have last I called, it was 111 followers. It's not a million followers, but we have 111 authentic. So that's pretty big for knowing that an author can pull up, be added to the group, and you know, whenever your time is called, you got at least 100 people buying your book. You know what I'm saying? That's kind of,
yes sir, definitely. And like I said, I mean, you got to start somewhere. You know, there's a saying, you can't be, don't expect to be great when you start, but you got to start in order to be great. You know what I'm saying?
Ooh, man, that brother's on point with these message. Boy, if I had the little special effects machine right now, it'd be going crazy, boy, with all these gems you keep dropping. So, okay, the three pillars of success. Where can this book be found?
Amazon. Just type in Hector Pena, Three Pillars of Success, and you should see a picture, a blue cover with the title, and under that it should say Patience, Foster, Persistence. I'll give you the link if you want. That way you can post it on the podcast itself so people can go there directly.
Definitely send me that. I'm going to need that so we can do that. That's what I'm working on, man, having the visual, the audio, everything. You know what I'm saying? You can read it, you're going to hear it, and you're going to see it. So, yes.
Now, I do want to point out, though, this was my first book. And one of the saying that I just gave you, you don't have to be great to start, but you got to start to be great. My book is not perfect. And I did that on purpose. There's a lot of grammar mistakes, and there's a lot of spelling mistakes. Not that many, but there's, you know, kind of spread out in the book. And when I had my editor go through it, she had asked me, you know, you need to fix this up. And I'm like, you know what? No, leave it like that. And the reason why I did that is because, again, you don't have to be great to start. You just got to put something out there. And if you put something out there and add value to people's lives, you're going to get a response. And I kid you not, my book is nowhere near being a bestseller, but I've had people buy my book all over the U.S. I've had one person buy it in Canada. I have another person from Hawaii, a person from Australia. And all of these people are people I've connected with on social media. But every single person has told me that they've been impacted by the book. And I say that very humbly. I'm not trying to, you know, talk highly about myself, because I'm the dumbest guy you're going to meet, okay? I barely graduated high school. All right?
It's okay.
I went to the military for a reason. It was simple. Yes, aviation is, you know, it could be considered very difficult to learn, but everything is in order. And that's the way I'm that's the person I am. I like to have things in steps. I'm not, like I said, I'm the dumbest person you're ever going to meet, just point blank. Okay, so if I can do this, and if I can create something that's going to add value to your life or somebody else's life, then I know it's a cheesy saying, but if I can do it, anybody can do it. It's just that simple. And like I said, it's a law of cause and effect. If you put something out there, you're going to get a return.
Man, you heard it here first, people, man. I am so glad that we did not delay this episode, man. You are such a dope human being. I just met you, man, but I can feel your energy, man, and I love it. It's radiating through the dang phone. So just keep on being dangerous, like I love to say, man. Keep applying pressure, doing the different stuff that other people not out here doing, you know. Because like you said, when you were creating your book, you didn't want to be perfect. You know what I'm saying? You wanted to show that you could be who you are and still get stuff done. Because, hey, if you got that many people talking about the book, there's a lot of people that's reading your book. You feel me?
Yes, sir. Exactly.
So then you could put
and
something.
I just want to finish up with this. One thing I say a lot, and I've been saying since my Navy days, when I was saved, Genesis 1:27 tells us that we were created in His image. And one thing that I take from that, and God has told me personally, you know, to me, and that I share with everybody, is you were born for greatness. So go out there, walk in your greatness, and make an impact.
Man. His brother dropped the mic on us, y'all. Hey, I can't get no realer than that, man. I appreciate you got me taking notes. No, Genesis 1 and 27, baby. You heard it here first, man. I appreciate you for real, for real. We're going to talk again, do this soon. Like I said, the world just now getting a taste of who you are. So y'all stay tuned. Big things is in the works. Do you have anybody you want to shout out? Do you have any social medias, anything where people can follow you?
Yeah, I mean, they can follow me on Facebook, Hector Baltazar, Baltazar Pena. Hit me up, send me a friend request. I'm always looking to connect with people. You can also find me on Twitter. I really don't post much on there. I do a lot of following on there. I do a lot of conversating on there. Instagram, same thing, Hector B. Pena. And then that's pretty much it. I started a TikTok, but that's more for laughs and giggles. So if you want to follow me on there and see somebody that's stupid and just acting like a kid with his kids, you can find me on there. I do want to give a shout out to my mom. She's the reason that I was able to learn a lot at the very beginning. And she's the one that taught me the concept of 110%. So shout out to her. I love you. Much respect, Mom. And to everybody that has inspired me, mentored me, and invested in me, Shout out to you guys. And most of all, shout out to my God, my Father, and my Redeemer. If it wasn't for him, I wouldn't be here.
Man, God is so good, man. He, like I said, divine connections, and I appreciate you once again. You gave me some great content for today. I cannot wait to get this out for the masses to hear. You know, we're on Google, Apple, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, Pandora, everywhere you can listen to a podcast, we out there. Stay tuned. If y'all want to see the video to this, we'll let us know. Let us know. Give us some feedback. We'll run it back and get the video for you if you need it. I'll finish with this. What's the weather like up in Corpus Christi right now?
Man, honestly, it is wet and I'm enjoying it. it is finally raining down here. And for the past, a couple months, we've had some hot weather, which is normal. But, it was just extreme the last couple of weeks with it being up to 110, 112 degrees. So it is wet. It is nice. It is fresh. It is cool. And I am loving it.
That's what's up, man. I need to get down there. I've never been to Corpus Christi. Actually, I have. I played basketball back in the day there, down there at a school. But it's been a while. I didn't get to really vacation. But, yeah, I'm about to connecting, man. I'm going to have to holler at you if I head that direction.
Brother, my door is always open. My kitchen is always here. So whenever you come down, I'm here, brother.
Man, thank you very much for that. We're about to finish out this episode. Thank you once again for your energy on this episode, man. I'll pray that someone gets something that you were given, because you definitely dropped a lot of gems for everybody. So until next episode, man, thank y'all for coming to get elevated with us, man. We had a blast. I know I did. I hope y'all learned something. Peace.